rule suspension here for the purpose of taking a look at some amendments here in just a moment. Greg, if we could have you come back for a moment, just in case there's something we forgot. And let me ask members of the committee, if you do have any questions for Greg at this time, feel free to ask. Representative Piercy, did you...
I was just going to launch into my concerns, if that's okay.
Go ahead and do that, if you will. Sure.
Okay. I really understand the need for our schools to have as much help as they can in dealing with students who have behavioral problems or need extra support for moving in a good direction in their school life. And so I do understand why there's a desire to have these child development specialists. My concern was that they are people who are trained for early childhood, and that was their purview before, and all of a sudden we are moving them into a high school situation, and people might be under the understanding that they had a counselor when they didn't actually have a counselor, and it has a different scope. And so I wanted to see if we could put something together that would accomplish what these folks wanted to do, and at the same time put some borders around it that would really make it clear what people were getting and what they weren't getting. And so we brought together OEA, TSPC, Department of Education. Senator Cohen has looked at this, and offer you the -4 amendments, which say that add on the first page of the -4s on line 4 that a child development specialist may not conduct student assessments for the purpose of academic or career counseling, provide academic or vocational counseling, provide school to work transitioning and career planning services, provide curriculum coordination as it relates to guidance activities, or provide academic assistance to students to meet benchmarks for the Certificate of Initial Mastery and Certificate of Advanced Mastery, and that the state, I know they're going to do this anyway, but it's here, the State Board of Education shall adopt rules to implement this. The rules shall include age-appropriate duties, which made me feel a lot better, for child development specialists who are available to pupils enrolled in grades 6 through 12. Then on page 3, on line 22, there is another addition that says if the school district makes the services of a child development specialist available to pupils and their families, the State Board of Education by rule shall require the school district to submit a plan describing the primary prevention activities delivered by a child development specialist. And as part of the plan, the school district shall show that this development specialist is not replacing or supplanting counselors who have a whole different level of skills. So with that, I feel much better about this and am willing to support it.
Okay. Other questions? Greg, just one thing before I go, and that is relating to the child development specialists. Up to this point, they have been relegated to the elementary schools. Obviously, what we're seeing them do here is move up to our secondary schools. the history of them being involved in the elementary schools, they've been obviously there for some time. Was there any particular reason that they were relegated there in the first place and not allowed to be in the school?
Chairman, I think we talked about this earlier, and I told you I did not know the answer, but I believe that Senator Duncan knew the answer because he was here when it happened, and we were fortunate that he just walked in. Is that question for me?
Thank you, Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chair, by the way, he said just walked in. Please note that I was here early.
Right.
Just got hungry. Well, it goes back to the, elementary schools did not have school counselors. In those early 70s. This is kind of a Sam Johnson bill. If any of you knew Sam Johnson, I thought he was very supportive of it. And it was just a methodology of getting things going in the elementary schools. And there were some very talented people we were able to bring in. It was a very successful program. High school had different kinds of activities and counselors and people available, but elementary schools did not have that available at the time.
interesting.
Thank you. Representative Piercy.
And wasn't it, I mean...
Austin was here, too.
Yeah. High school counselors had more to do, at least originally, and was with guiding, doing career-type counseling to guide kids into making career path decisions, which you don't really need to do at five yet.
Mm-hmm.
At least
right.
Then, maybe now.
And I, you know, Mr. Chair, just a comment. I said at one point, I might have been opposed to this bill if this were brought before us maybe 3 or 4 years ago. But things have changed. I think we have kind of a crisis kind of a situation. And if I understand what a lot of schools are trying to do, I think this is a way to meet a crisis kind of a thing. And that's the reason I've, in our committee, in the education committee, I was supportive of the bill because I think it's very timely.
Thank you, Senator. Anybody have any concerns about this that you want to talk about now that we're in the session?
Do we have a dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do have. We have a rough draft of the dashboard.
Actually, we have a
smart rough draft. I think everyone had a copy. I have an extra one here.
I don't have it rough anymore.
But they still are classified as conceptual.
I do have it.
Mm-hmm. Senator George, do you want to have a moment to take a look at those, or do you feel okay about those?
They're looking really
okay.
I did earlier. Well, no.
Okay.
Changes something here. With all
mm-hmm.
things they couldn't.
Yeah,
they
added on the
mm-hmm.
All right, I'll be willing to take a motion.
All right, Mr. Chair, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll just move
Representative Pearson.
Thank you. I'd be glad to move the dashboard amendments for House Bill 3186. I guess it's conceptual draft dashboard amendments.
Thank you. Representative Pearson moves the conceptual dash fours into House Bill 3186.
Right.
Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gordley.
Just questioning the use of the word conceptual. How are we meaning that?
I am taking it that we're talking conceptual because this is not
a
final copy. That is the way we typically produce our final copies.
All right. Thank you.
Should we see if Cindy...
Legislative Council's office. It has not been through our normal copy editing process, so this is the rough draft as I entered it into the computer. So at literally any minute, we may have a final.
All right. Okay, we have the motion made by Representative Piercy. And is there any further discussion? Any objection? All right, the dash four conceptual amendments are carried.
May I make a motion?
Please.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 3186 as conceptually amended to the floor with a due pass. Well, it's, pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Piercy moves the conceptual dash fours into House Bill, moves House Bill 3186 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? All right, clerk, call the roll, please.
Representative
Clark.
Aye. Representative
Duncan.
Aye.
Senator
George.
Aye.
Senator Gordon.
Aye.
Representative Piercy.
Aye.
Aye. And the motion carries. On the House floor, Representative Piercy, would you do that for us? And Senator Duncan, would you carry for us?
Will do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Unless Senator Hartung wants to include it before.
Okay. All right. All right. Nothing further to do?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We do need to...